Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
The Craigslist ad read, lifeguard for swimming pool. Clean the goddamn dishes, my drunk mum yelled from the living room, startling me. I had been on my phone searching for Craigslist job ads. Hell, I had been for the past 2 weeks. My mum had been depressed and turned to drugs and alcohol. Why, you may ask? Well, my dad passed away not long ago. She had gotten fired from a job and hadn't found a new one. That's when all the pressure was turned on me. If my estimates were correct, we would be evicted within 7 months. I needed a way to pay the bills, the rent, the food, and my mum's whiskey all at once. Not only that, but I needed to find a way to pay my college tuition. Now, before I start, I just want to clarify things. This took place in 2019, so don't come and murder me for not wearing a mask. And also, though I doubt anyone will believe me, I know what I saw. As I said, I was looking for a job. I didn't want to work at the McDonald's down the street, since I'd work non-stop and get minimum wage. Neither did I want to work at the nearby factory, since I'd probably get lung cancer before I'd be able to pay off my debt. After cleaning the dishes and taking out my mum's half-empty bottles of whiskey, I went back to Craigslist. I opened up the description of the job I'd mentioned earlier, and I read. The job itself was decent. All I needed to know was how to swim, and it was close enough where I wouldn't have to take the bus. The pay was a little over minimum wage. However, there was one odd thing. At the end of the description, I read, "If you're sensitive about the supernatural, this job is not for you." I thought this was just some joke for the new guy, so I went along with it. Life continued as usual, and I was kept busy with my mom's breakdowns and episodes. I know, worst Groundhog Day imaginable. 5 days later, I received an email saying that I had gotten the job. I mean, I couldn't be mad. The pay was good, and I was willing to work there. But I felt as if they were hiding something from me. Hiding something that shouldn't be known to humankind. I should have listened to my gut feeling. On Monday, I got on my bike and sped off. It was already sunset when I got there. But I didn't worry, since I was told to come at that hour. Either way, I thought the job was odd, because the pool was about to close. Without giving it a second thought, I casually walked into the indoor swimming pool. Strangely enough, the building was vacant. No people, no signs of them, and the deafening silence. Already weirded out, I changed into my lifeguard uniform and headed towards the lifeguard stand. When I got there, I noticed a note beside the chair. Looking back at the large pool, I noticed the sun had long set and the night had settled over the building. "How the hell?" I managed to say. I had only been there for about 20 minutes, but it was already dark outside. I stared at the gentle waves of the pool for another minute before recomposing myself. I turned back to the stand and read the note. The note read, "Hello there. As we know, you will be the lifeguard for this pool. I know you might have many questions, but this is the introduction. If you survive this night, your pay will increase tenfold. Now, here are your directions. If you notice time seems to go fast, remember that. You'll need that knowledge for later. If you see a blood-red moon, make sure you turn off all the lights. you will also need to make sure this phenomenon is not occurring. If you notice a dark spot in the deep end of the pool at exactly 11:20 p.m, close your eyes and count to 30. If you hear splashes at the 20-second mark, put your hands to your eyes. At 11:35 p.m, lock the doors to all the entrances to the pool. You will likely hear banging and the voices of your loved ones pleading from the other sides of the doors, but do not open the door. Only unlock the doors once the banging and pleading stops. If you do not hear the banging or pleads, run. Use the emergency exit and run. At midnight, a young girl will come up to you and ask you for help. But whatever you do, do not follow the girl. You do not want to know what happens if you follow her. At exactly 1:36 in the morning, a group of people will walk through the doors and go in the pool. Then, at approximately 2:03, one of the swimmers will dive into the deep end. He will not come back up to the surface of the pool. The other swimmers will panic and run out of the building. If the swimmer returns to the surface, act as if you don't notice him. If you make eye contact with him, it's already too late. At 2:25, you will go into the manager's office and lock the door. Do not look out of the window if you hear screaming coming from the pool. And if you hear chanting coming from the other side of the door, pray to God that it ends. If you hear screams and growling, that's normal. Then, at 2:35, you will unlock the door and exit the manager's office. Once you get back to the stand, watch the pool intently. If you see something odd happening at the shallow end of the pool, walk to that area of the pool. Act as intimidating and imposing as possible, since you don't want it to get to you. At 2:55, run back into the manager's office. Go under the desk and cover your eyes. Make sure you're hidden so the warden can't see you. Now, if you felt as if time seemed to accelerate at the beginning, chant, "The spirit of the night, we have come to forgive you. We are here to offer you the sacrifice." If you saw the blood moon, go into the bunker. The bunker is located under the front desk. The keys will be on the hook next to the desk. Only retreat from your hideaway at 5 p.m. Once you retreat, immediately exit the building. As we said, if you survive the first night, your pay will increase. Make sure you follow all of our rules and precautions for your safety. Once all of the directions above are completed, you have finished your job. Good luck. I was weirded out. I had never been a believer of the supernatural or gods. This absolutely had to be a prank. But I couldn't help but notice the dark spot forming at the deep end of the pool. I watched in amazement and fear as the dark spot swirled and started coming towards the surface of the water. This had to be a prank. This had to be, I thought. But the dark spot looked unnatural. Already unnerved, I decided to close my eyes. All the while, my emotions and thoughts were racing. I was ticked off at the prank, but deep down, I felt like this was not a prank. Luckily, I never heard the splashing. When I opened my eyes, the dark spot was gone. I rubbed my eyes to confirm this, but there it was. I looked around to see any sign someone was watching, but saw no one. I walked over to the deep end of the pool and inspected the water. No signs of the dark spot or anything out of the ordinary. What happened next gave me a jolt of anxiety and fear. As I inspected the water and looked around the pool, I got the sensation of something off. I checked my watch and nearly fell into the pool as I checked the time. It was 11:34. Reminding myself this was a prank, I calmly walked to the other side of the pool to the doors. I locked the doors and waited to surprise the pranksters. But when I heard what happened next, it started making me doubt this was a prank. The screams were deafening. The pleads were of my loved and the long lost ones. I heard the pleads of my dad throughout the yells and bangs. I thought the doors were going to fall off their hinges when the bangs got louder. The bangs sounded like lightning, and I almost believed they were until I looked outside. All I saw was the quiet night air and the soft chirps of crickets. it all happened so quickly. One second, I thought my eardrums would explode, and the next was deafening silence. I immediately collapsed to the floor, rolling around in pain as my eardrums rang, and I felt warm blood trickle down my cheek. I managed to crawl back to my stand and lay my head on the back of the chair. I was alert now and ready to run out of there, but my instructions said otherwise. I almost thought I was seeing things from my blood loss when I saw her. The little girl appeared out of nowhere, almost like she had always been there. The girl walked up my stand and muttered out, "My daddy is hurt. Please help," in an emotionless tone. "Go away, whatever you are," I squeaked out while clutching my ears. "Oh, please, my daddy is hurt. He needs help. Please help my daddy and save him." I ignored the little girl's pleading as I recovered from my fall and my bleeding ear. "You know what? Where is your dad, little girl?" I said. "He tripped and hit his head. There," she replied, as she pointed a finger near the entrance to the building. As if on cue, a stream of red liquid, which I presumed to be blood, entered my line of sight. I was almost convinced when I remembered the note. After a while more of begging, the girl simply walked back to where she came from and vanished. When I looked back to where the blood was, I saw nothing. I remember lying there for what felt like days, but was probably just half an hour. I thought of the times I had come to this pool and splashed around, thinking the pool was something to enjoy. I thought the environment was safe and somewhere you could be comfortable. But I learned otherwise the hard way. I felt sick to my stomach as I reflected on what had taken place in the past hours. As I rested and recovered from my injuries, the atmosphere changed. I didn't notice the group of swimmers until they were right in front of me, startling me from my peace. I watched in interest as the group of nearly translucent swimmers headed towards the diving boards. They looked like ghosts, and I suppose they were. But they seemed more real than I thought. I expected a ghostly, misty figure floating around. These looked like perfectly normal swimmers, except for their translucent appearance. After 30 minutes of watching them jump from the boards and swim, one of the swimmers seemed disoriented. He tried to hide it, but it was quite obvious. The other swimmers tried to convince the swimmer to take a break, but he wouldn't listen. Then, as he was about to make the jump off the higher diver board, he suddenly fell unconscious. Unfortunately for him, he fell off the diving board, plunging into the water below. He disappeared into the water as the other swimmers panicked. One of the swimmers dived to save his friend, but came back empty-handed. He had a look of shock and fear on his face as he re-emerged. Without another word, the swimmer ran out of the building to get help. I was interested, but was fearful because of the message on the note. I reread the note and watched in my peripherals as the swimmer emerged from the water. I almost looked before realizing what I was doing. In my peripherals, the swimmer smiled at me and tried to get my attention. I just acted as if he were not there, but in my mind, I was transfixed on him and watching his every move. The translucent swimmer tried to blend in with the water, almost making me think he was gone. Needless to say, that was a close call. After another 20 minutes, the swimmer disappeared under the gentle waves and never re-emerged. After making sure the swimmer was gone, I settled back into my chair. I scrolled through my phone, but made sure to keep an eye on the pool. At the exact time of 2:25, I ran over to the manager's office. I took the note along with me to make sure I took all precautions. When I got to the manager's office, I noticed another note below the desk. "If you're still alive, read this note. While you're in the office, make sure you're not facing the window. Also, make sure the things outside don't see you. I know this is your first day in the job, but this is more of a test. Over time, you'll build the strength and become a member. It's not our choice to decide if you will work for our corporation, but even if you quit on the first day, you will receive $5,000 in compensation. We will discuss legal closure once you make it through the night. Make sure to follow instructions for your safety. I had already decided if I got out of this godforsaken place, I would quit. I wouldn't be able to endure this on a daily basis. Hell, I'd barely made it through the night. So, there was no way I was going to do this one more night. I know it's hard to believe, but all of this was real and happened to me. I myself wouldn't think this actually happened if it weren't for my first-hand experience. But stick with me. Now I know for a fact that demonic entities haunt the indoor swimming pool of my county. As I hid behind the desk, I heard unnatural and horrifying sounds. Just as I locked the door behind me, I heard splashing coming from the pool. Then an ear-splitting scream erupted from the other side of the door. I quickly hid under the desk and covered my ears to try and block out the noise. However, the noise was replaced with a low and guttural growl, almost the type a werewolf would make. But I didn't dare look out the window to see the commotion. As I expected, the noises stopped at exactly 3:35. I was surprised at how calm I was with the situation, but even that didn't prepare me for the horrors which ensued just 20 minutes later. As my instructions commanded, I ran back into the manager's office. My anxiety peaked when I heard a groan near the staff-only area, but it was too late. The warden had seen me. I remember running in and frantically hiding under the desk. Then I heard the sound of glass breaking and metal bend. Then the warden grabbed me and tossed me out of the office. I landed with a hard thud as my head hit the pavement. I temporarily blacked out. When I came to, I was in an unfamiliar room. Then I saw the warden. It was a massive creature that looked like a mix of a dog and a cockroach. It seems funny, but once you see it, you'll know what I mean. It grabbed me and lifted me up. Before it could toss me into the fiery inferno, a beacon light was shined through a window, scaring the hybrid away. It was from one side of the room to the other in less than 5 seconds, which was a 400-foot distance. Then I blacked out again. 3 days later, I was at the hospital being treated for 3 broken ribs, a mild concussion, a broken arm and wrist, and ruptured eardrums. The injuries were extensive, but I was still thinking about that night. Apparently, I had been found. As a result, the company was forced to pay me $10,000 in compensation and pay my hospital bills. My life was truly changed after that. Even with all the money, things couldn't be repaired. Nothing could. I was forced to sign a deal with a company to never tell anyone about the horrors I witnessed that night. Even if I were to tell someone, they wouldn't believe me. They'd just dismiss it as the insane ramblings of a teenager. But one thing is clear. I am never going back to that place.